Now, the United Nations has suspended the shipment of cholera vaccines for Yemen as the deadly disease is spreading fast across the country. Facing a severe shortage of medicine because of Saudi Arabia's harsh embargo, patients need humanitarian assistance to deal not only with cholera, but also other chronic diseases. From Sana'a Press TV's Mohammed Al-Attab reports.
Cholera outbreak, the second cause of death in Yemen after Saudi airstrikes, is gradually spiraling out of control. Yemen's deputy health minister has given Press TV the latest figures.
About 340,000 suspected cases have been reported so far. Out of this number, nearly 1,800 died.
Meanwhile, the United Nations on Friday suspended the shipment of nearly $2 million worth of cholera vaccines that was halfway to Yemen, citing the vaccination is not the priority of cholera eradication plans. Independent researcher Dr. Nashwan Muhammad tells us that his research teams think there is another reason behind the fast spread of cholera.
The UN claims it canceled the shipments because of the war and difficult access to Yemen. This excuse is not reasonable because the UN has already carried out 6 rounds of vaccination in our country. We think there is another bacterium behind the spread of the disease. That's why the UN canceled cholera vaccination drive.
While we were at the health ministry, we met Ammar Muhammad, who was looking for his father's prescribed medicine used for kidney failure.
I have a sick patient with kidney failure. I come here every day in a hope to receive Obomil, but because of the blockade, the ministry says it hasn't received or bought the life-saving medicine.
Apart from cholera cases, there are many patients with chronic diseases who are in a dire need for medicines that cannot be easily found. According to the Deputy Health Minister Nasser Al-Arjali, a considerable number of patients die silently every day due to the severe shortage of medicines that is created by the Saudi crippling blockade of Yemen. Mohammed Al-Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.